verse 9. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? The kingdom of God is not personal salvation. The kingdom of God is that spiritual location that God puts in place and says, be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. You don't inherit salvation. It is a gift of God, not of works. So this is not about salvation. It is about inheritance. And the gold, silver, and precious stones are being expended here. These verses are not about personal salvation, although every Church of God of the charismatic or the Pentecostal flavor, Cleveland, Tennessee, they teach these verses as salvation issues. Finus Jennings Dake in the Dake Study Bible gives this as the list whereby you can lose your salvation, because he makes inheritance the same as salvation. Well, they're not. The words are spelled differently. And there's other ways you can know that as well. And one is the cross-reference in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 5, 6, and 7. This you know, that no whoremonger or unclean person nor covetous man, I'm supposing he's talking about the United States Senate here, but I'm not certain, who is an idolater, maybe he's talking about the Attorney General in the state of Ohio, and let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience, be ye not partakers of them. So the issue here is, again, in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 5, 6, and 7, of inheritance. It's not about salvation, it's about inheritance. Not salvation. Get that. Understand that. You're not looking at salvation verses. Look at it again, and this time in Galatians in chapter 5, where we read the works of the flesh are manifest. The list now is things which your flesh, my flesh, are capable of if we don't die daily. If we don't die daily, if we don't indeed reckon ourselves indeed dead unto sin, we could take up these behaviors. We'd be wrong. It would be sinful. Christ has paid for those sins, but that's not license. We have a level of responsibility, do we not? We are not our own. We're bought with a price. Galatians 2:20. We are now the church, the body of Christ. And so these things, again, deal with inheritance. Now, the inheritance in the kingdom of God has to do with spiritual blessings. And you and I, we are afforded, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Were I you, I would be oriented toward them, setting my affections on things above, and not on the works of the flesh. Works of the flesh, that's the pattern of the unsaved flesh. The works of the flesh in a saved man don't cost the saved man his salvation. They cost him his inheritance. Colossians 3:24, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance. Colossians 3:24, for ye serve the Lord Christ. Romans chapter 8, verse 17, if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. Note, finally, 2 Timothy, chapter 2, verse 12, if we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. What's he deny us? Not our salvation. Verse 13, if we believe not, yet he abideth faithful, he cannot deny himself. And so the issue in this passage is the judgment seat of Christ, is that kingdom inheritance, not the kingdom on this earth, which is Israel's, but that spiritual kingdom of God which we share. And so you and I, as members of the church, the body of Christ, then we need to be setting our affections on things.